Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the LGBT Greek News, sponsored by Sigma Omega Phi Radio Network. I'm your host, Cupid. I'm also a co-founder and national executive director of Sigma Omega Phi Fraternity Incorporated, and I bring you much greetings, and I bring you a lot of news. There is so much happening. It's across the country. It's just not happening like in one little area. All of the LGBT Greek organizations, y'all are just like kicking behind. Y'all are out there doing stuff in the community with bringing awareness. And from all of the things that we did in terms of voter registration, as you all know, our 44th president is the first African-American male that we have. President-elect Obama, wonderful. We did it. We got in there. We met registered voters. We got out there to the voting polls, and we said what needed to be done to make this country great again. So on that note, let me tell you what you all have been doing out there in the Greek environment, in the Greek community, the LGBT community, and the great things that you guys have been doing. First of all, the first annual Diversity Walk was November the 1st, and that was sponsored by Kappa Psi Omega Sorority Incorporated. Congratulations, ladies. I heard it was off the chain. I heard it was a great success. Also, November the 1st through the 15th, same organization, Kappa Psi Omega Sorority, is sponsoring Clean Out Your Closet. It's an annual clothing drive. So, like, as you go from them summer clothes into those winter clothes, start packing up a bag for them. If you want to know where to drop the bag off or how you can participate in this event, please call 1-866-596-2004. Again, that number is 1-866-596-2004, or you can hit them up on that email, Kappa Psi Omega 2004@yahoo.com. All right, moving on. We got so much going on right now, started today, November the 13th at 1 p.m. at DePaul University in Chicago is the Out and Greek Leadership Conference. I am hoping that there is a representation of every org that there is in the LGBT Greek community there to find out, voice their opinions, and let's see what we can do to bring leadership out into the public. All right, that is actually happening from November 13th to the 16th. And it started today at 1 o'clock. If anyone is at that event, please hit me up with an email. Let me know what's happening. My email address that you can hit me up at is Cupid, Q-P-I-D, underscore diamond, at yahoo.com. Love to hear from you guys and let me know what's going on with the conference. Moving along here, we also have Houston's colony of Alpha, Beta, It is Houston Colony of Alpha Lambda Zeta Fraternity Incorporated. It's having their second annual Hat and Mitten Drive. It's December 14th, 2008. It starts at 10 a.m. It's downtown in Houston, Texas. They're giving back to the less fortunate. Hit them up. The only information I have on how to hit them up is going to be on the lesbian sorority community place, which is lesbianbn.ning.com. I think that's ing.com. So you want to hit them up there. It's lesbiansororities.ing.com. The LA chapter of Kappa Alpha Lambda Sorority Incorporated is inviting runners to participate in the annual Turkey Trot. Woo! I don't know what a turkey trot is, but they have a 5K and a 3K run. For those of you who don't want to do the turkey trot part, but you want to also participate in the run, that's what it is. It's at Torrance Community Service Center. Hit up one of the members of the LA chapter, LA colony of the Kappa Alpha Lambda. Tongue tied today. Kappa Alpha Lambda Sorority. The number is 310-618-2720. Again, that number is 310-618-2720. And also bring a can, because they're doing a can good drive at the same time. This event, the Turkey Trot, is going to be November 27th. All right? So hopefully everyone will participate. If you do participate, please hit me up with an email once again. Let me know how that went. Because, you know, sometimes I do get the scoop that things are going awesome at these events. We're going to move on. If you are in the Missouri, St. Louis, Missouri area, Todd Kappa Phi is having a St. Louis informational. It's November 15th, 2008. It's at Julia Davis Library, which is at 4415 Natural Bridge Avenue. It's from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. Again, the number, if you want, they are asking for you to RSVP, by the way. So here's the number where you need to do that, 314-367-1166. Again, the number is 314-367-1166. All right, and their motto, I'm going to let you know, it's an awesome one. It's one vision, one purpose, one family. So please, if you're interested in the Podcast 5 family, go please to this event. It is St. Louis Informational, November the 15th at the Julia Davis Library. Hope to see everybody there, and do RSVP if you are looking to go. Another event that's happening, it is the Winter Formal for the Alpha Lambda Zeta Fraternity Incorporated. It is called Regal Women Present Everything That Glitters. And I repeat that, Everything That Glitters is Wine, Black, and Pearl. But I said that. That was awesome. I love that. December 4th, it's from 8 p.m. to 1 a.m. It's at Crystal Rose. The address is 9300 Jefferson Boulevard in California. For those of you who are participating or want to go to this event, advance tickets are $20. At the door, it's $30. Dinner starts at 9. The show starts at 11 p.m. All right? That's in doors are going to sharply be opening at 8 p.m. Be there in those tuxedos and them formal dresses, ladies. Also, if you want to get your tickets, you need to call this number, 562-252-6515. Again, that number is 562-252-6515. And also at that event, and I need my boys from Alpha Lambda Zeta Fraternity, can I get an autograph of Egypt Poison, Slow Wine, Innocent, and Simone? Please, those ladies are come to meet the 2009 calendar girls are also going to be at that event. Woo, wish I had a plane ticket to California. But anyway, we got to move on. We have some new guys that are on the scene. Let's say hello, congratulations, welcome. Give all the talk. Woo-hoo! These guys, it actually is a lot of them, and they're based in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. We have Kappa Alpha Tau. This is a sorority. We also have Mu Sigma Nu to the fraternity. We have Gamma Alpha Psi, which is a fraternity. We have, Delta Alpha Sigma sorority. It is a lot. I mean, it is so many. Let me tell you a little bit about them. Get my paperwork together so I can tell you. Mu Sigma Nu consists of a group of dominant women who saw a lack of unity throughout the gay community. It was their intention to create an organization which promotes compassion, friendship, and leadership. Awesome, awesome. They have a MySpace page. It's myspace.com/MuSigmaNu225. Again, their MySpace is myspace.com/MuSigmaNu225. Hit them up. Hey, they do a lot of different things. Also, let me see, what else I got? One, their sister sorority, you know, I have to flip my pages, you know, old school, so, you know, their sister sorority is Kappa Alpha Tau. Let me tell you a little bit about them. Their mission is to empower and inspire our sisters to meet and eventually exceed their personal and professional goals while fostering lines of communication and understanding between individuals and the community. Well, you go, ladies. Go, go, go. They are actually kittens. Ooh, that's really exciting. Interesting. So they also, just to let you know briefly what they have done, Halloween, they had a what they call Sinful Sexy Costume Party. I was told it was a great vibe. This was an awesome party. It's off the chain. It was at Club Upscales in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and I was heard it was a hot party. Heard you ladies and your bros got down and had a wonderful time. Congratulations. Also, Delta Alpha Sigma Sorority, that's a new one too. Their mission is to service, uplift, honesty, and sisterhood is what they live by. Trust and loyalty is what they stand by to uplift our community by enlightening ourselves and others. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Do your thing, ladies, do your thing. And then we have, what else we have? We have another one. I know there's another one that I got because I want to make sure I hit everybody. And I believe I have. I hit everybody. Everybody that I got some information on, they hit me up with some information. Well, we want also to move on. We're going to go back a little bit to the Kappa Alpha Tau. They actually just want to say congratulations. because they have two new chapters. They have Memphis, Tennessee, and Jackson, Mississippi. Congratulations, ladies. That's awesome. Now, we're going to say those who have crossed the burning sands for fall semester, when I tell you every LGBT Greek org has had some awesome lines, I must say. I've heard some great things. I really have. We're going to give a shout out to them in just a moment. Also, with the Delta Alpha Sigma sorority, they have a Jamaican jam at Club Upscale sometime in November. I don't have the exact date, but I know it starts at 11 p.m., and they want everyone to dress in red, green, and yellow. For more information, hit them up at 225-993-8628. Again, that number is 225-993-8628. Hit them up for that information. And then I'm going to tell you, Gamma Alpha Psi is also from Baton Rouge. And they actually just had their first annual black and green pageant. I heard it was a big success. You know, and you can't go wrong when you do these pageants, when you get your name out there. People are going to recognize them. Plus, I also get hit up with these emails. People want me to, I'm telling you, if you want to know what's going on, you must listen to this show, the LGBT Greek News. We are the forefront. We know what's going on. We know what's happening in pretty much every in the community, in every LGBT community. We are there. We know what's happening, and we're going to let you know what's happening so you can participate. Here's another organization that has also just come out on the scene in Baton Rouge. It's Omega Chi Epsilon Fraternity. Their purpose, or excuse me, mission, is to assemble a brotherhood of dominant females that will strive to improve and give back to our community. Omega Chi Epsilon will establish a union that will operate as a support system that will bring forth kinship and maturity. I like to hear that. I like to hear that. Holler at me, guys. Let me see what you're doing. Tell me when you're doing up community service events, because we want to tell everybody what's happening. All right? Now, let's go on. We have one that is a very unique organization, and I really am excited to even announce this, because as many of you know, if you don't know what an FTM is, a female to male, it is a transgender individual. And I'd like to say we would like to welcome on the scene Theta Beta Chi fraternity. This fraternity is directly in support of the trans male. All right, it is actually a very unique organization. We want to give them props, and I feel like, and I challenge each and every organization, LGBT Greek organization out there, get to know these guys. Let's help them get the name out there, and they have built a very strong support system for those who are going through this process. All right, so now you have your own fraternity, Theta Beta Chi. Fraternity, welcome, guys, welcome. All right, we're going to keep it going, keep it moving and grooving. All right, one of the things that's happening is Gamma Alpha Psi is hosting the Probate Fall 08. This is happening tomorrow night, which is November 14th at Club Upscale. Club Upscale is located at 2083 Dallas Drive in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Now, at this event, it just won't be Gamma Alpha Psi stepping and probating. No, 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 no. You get to see Kappa Alpha Tau, Mu Sigma Nu, and Delta Alpha Sigma. Make sure I got all that right. All of them will be there. They will all be probating their new lines, and we want to say congrats. On that note, let me tell you who else has crossed into the land of kingdom of the Greekness. All right? We have many. I mean, I'm telling you, it is a lot. Last weekend, you know, there was the Omega 3 family crossed over a lot of people. They got down. We had a wonderful time. I want to say that also. Shout out to all my brothers, y'all, and all my sorors. We had a wonderful time, and I had a great time. Thank you. Can't wait. Can't wait for spring. Can't wait. Anyway, we're going to start off with Omicron Epsilon Pi sorority. Congratulations to your line. The line is called The Tired and the True Blue. Awesome. I love to hear that. Love to hear that. Also, Kappa Alpha Tau Sorority Incorporated crossed the line. Congratulations. Congratulations to Phi Omega Delta Sorority Incorporated and Sigma Omega Phi Fraternity Incorporated. We also have, at this time, like right now this weekend, Phi Nu Kappa Sorority and Alpha Psi Kappa Fraternity are at this time handling their lines right now. So we want to say congratulations, because I bet you they are about to cross some awesome people. So we want to say welcome. a little ahead of the column, a little ahead. So that's okay, because we know, face it, you know, these organizations are out there in the forefront as well. All right. Now, we also want to congratulate. We also know that Kappa Alpha Tau just crossed their fall line because, of course, they're probating tomorrow. So that's why we know that. We have a lot. Let me see. What else we got to tell you about? A young lady that is a part of the Omicron Epsilon Pi sorority in Miami, Florida, has also just started an organization called Sisters United. It is a nonprofit organization for lesbians of color. It was created due to the lack of unity in the black lesbian community. So we want to say thank you. I actually am getting to know a little bit more about it. Let me just tell you, her name is Beautiful Femme. You can locate her on the lesbian sorority community pages as well. And again, that address is lesbiansororities.ning.com. Hit her up and ask her as many questions as you can about her organization that she's just starting. And once again, I am a very big supporter of what she's doing. So if you want to know anything else, if I can help out, please hit me up. Again, my email is cupid_diamond@yahoo.com. Now, if you are in the Milwaukee area tomorrow night, that's the night. It's on and popping in Milwaukee. Why? Because my Solar Lavish of Phi Omega Delta Sorority Incorporated is having the what? Scorpio Bash. Yes, it's her birthday, and I need everybody to come out there. If you're in my Milwaukee area, you can hear me. You need to be at Six Degrees Bar, which is located at 518 North Water Street. Hit her up. Party starts at 9 and then in until you get tired. Do you hear me? When you get tired, because she ain't going to get tired. Believe me, she's going to party all night. She's going to party the next day. She might party Sunday. That's how much she's going to party. So it's when you get tired and go home. Not when she gets tired, because she'll be there all weekend. All right? So I hope to see everybody in Milwaukee at 6 degrees. Anyway, happy birthday, Solar. We also want to say congratulations to Beta Phi Omega Sorority for them crossing two lines. Congratulations. Yeah. Woo-hoo! Yeah. Wonderful. Glad to hear that. We are always glad to know when people have done some things. You know what I'm saying? When y'all brought in new members, building your orgs, it's a wonderful thing. We want to be a part of that. I'm about to leave you, and before I leave you, I'm going to tell you what's about to happen to our awesome things that are about to happen on our Sigma Omega Phi Radio Network, okay? On an all, with this show alone, we are about to step into a new series. We're about to add a segment to this show. It's called President Speaks. What it is our next, each show, we will profile a president of one of the LGBT Greek orgs. We'll let you talk about your org, tell us what your org is doing, the great things that you are accomplishing, and it's sororities and fraternities. So we're hitting both of you. So presidents, this is an FYI. Get ready because you'll be seeing me, you know, hit you up and say, hey, I would like to interview you on my show. Now, first guest will be the national president of Sigma Omega Phi Fraternity Incorporated, which is Keisha Pleasant. We will talk to her on our next show, which will be December the 14th. So I hope everybody will be available, listen, and I'm going to try very hard to make sure that we have a call-in so that if you are listening, you can call in and ask a question. But I don't know how that's going to work yet. We're still working on that part of it. The other thing that we're about to do is we are stepping into, I believe, the 20th, the She Said, She Said, which if you've heard, it's really the mainstream or the hetero version of that is He Said, She Said. Well, we have She Said, She Said. And the reason why is because we're taking a topic and we're having a masculine viewpoint, okay, from our, you know, a stud viewpoint, boy with an eye viewpoint, a dominant, aggressive, whichever you would like to say. And then we have that femme viewpoint on the same subject because we want to make sure and we want to enhance relationships. We're into building and improving. Communication lines between relationships is very important. So that is next week on the 20th. I hope everybody will be ready for it. We will be making announcements of it. So keep your ears and eyes open for that. The other thing that we're about to do, Sigma Omega Phi has one of the most awesome chaplains out there. Nobody said, our chaplain is the bomb. So with our chaplain is about to do a nice little show called Inspiration. So look out for that. It should be happening pretty soon. All right? Yes, I had to kind of pat, you know, kind of toot the horn. Toot, toot. There you go. All right. The other thing is that, just to let you all know, come, I believe it's the February issue, if I'm correct, the anniversary issue of Aggressive Magazine. will be having on their cover and their feature article is Sigma Omega Phi Fraternity Incorporated. Yes, best believe we are on the forefront. We are doing it, okay? So we're on the cover. We will be also, along with celebrating their anniversary, we will be celebrating our first anniversary, our one-year anniversary on the cover of that magazine. And so the slogan that we're using, that they've given to us, that they have come up with, is that Aggressive Magazine goes Greek with Sigma Omega Phi Fraternity Incorporated. Hopefully you all will get that magazine. We will be putting out some announcements about that and keep you all posted. It is a wonderful day in the neighborhood. So I must say goodbye. I have some other things I need to do. And you need to be out there in the community and sending me email, because I love you all, and it's all about that Greek unity. The LGBT Greek news is now a wrap. Peace, and you have a wonderful weekend.